As we get our next microphone set up, as we're going to be joined by Associate Head Coach Spencer Bland. And as soon as you can hear me, Coach, give me a thumbs up. All right, Coach, what a tough physical game today. We're sitting here courtside right next to you this whole game, and we could see the physicality all game. Was there any talk at this in the halftime break or even during the first half that you had to encourage your guys to adjust the physicality of the way the referees were calling it more so than anything?
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about it all week long and getting prepped with all that stuff. Obviously, some of our returners that have been in this position know. But for a lot of new guys that we have, the freshmen, the transfers, like, until you step between these lines in the national tournament, you don't know. And it was probably more physical than some of those guys were anticipating. I thought for that first 20 minutes, a lot of it was trying to gain our footing. And we didn't fall too far behind, which we easily could have. I thought the fight was there. I just think that execution-wise, shots weren't falling. We weren't doing the things we needed to do on kind of either end of the court. So it was just kind of sloppy. But then in that second half, we kind of find that stretch after about 5-7 minutes in, where we were continuously getting the stops that we want, doing the things we wanted to do defensively, and as well as scoring the ball a little bit better than we were in that first half. But the physicality in the national tournament's a different beast, and so you kind of have to experience, get your feet wet, and luckily we didn't dig too deep a hole in that first 20.
I want to talk about a couple players here today. Obviously, you've got some of your normal starters with big games or important stat lines with like a Logan Kinsey and a Carson Johnson. But two players that I wanted you to kind of touch on. Obviously, Jacob Jennison, 22 and 21. I know that the time James and I have been covering this team, we haven't seen a 2020 game. He had it today. He was a force on the boards. Of course, but part of it has to do with that height. But the way he was working today was fantastic. And then a guy like Will Kinsey, he seems to continue to come off the bench and make plays for you. Had an and-one opportunity, that one play, another nice putback, knocked down all three free throws in the second half. What can you say about those two individuals?
I mean, start with Jenny. I mean, he was a man. He was an absolute man tonight, doing 20 and 20 in a regular season game, let alone the national tournament when teams have scouted you for 30-plus games. Like, the effort and energy that he had tonight, it started from the very beginning. I mean, 3-0 boards within the first, like, 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Like, you knew he was ready to roll. And we had to ride that out a little bit. Offensively, he did such a good job of getting some deep seals. They were physical as heck with him down there, fighting him, and he did a really good job of being under control and finishing a lot of that stuff. So I can't say enough about that dude tonight. He carried us on his back. He shot 10 free throws. I thought he should have probably shot 20 to 25. credit to him. He stepped up the line and knocked him down. In terms of Bill Kinsey, like, man, does that guy come in and just give us huge plays time and time again. Just the effort, the energy stuff that you can't teach. He's on the glass. He's on the floor. I mean, that put back to finish the half. Like, I know we still went into the half down 3, but, I mean, that shortens the gap. That gives you a little bit of momentum and just the sheer energy and effort. That was just a Will play by Will.
Yeah.
And so we were fortunate to get him going there. And then, yeah, like you said, in the second half, he had one really, really nice putback off of an O board. But the effort and energy defensively, he does such a good job of keeping guys in front and being physical. And the national tournament's a great spot for him. He's physical. Sometimes he picks up some ones during the season being too physical. A lot of times they'll let those ones play. And so he's a guy we're definitely going to look for down the stretch here.
I only got one thing for you, Coach. Winona State, round 4. Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock for the chance at a region championship game. What's going to be the key to that one?
I mean, we know them. They know us, man. It's going to be no surprises. That's a heck of a team. I've told you guys before, but a ton of respect for Coach Eisner and the way that they operate. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be physical. It's going to be two teams that are well scouted, that know what the other one wants to do, and it's going to be who's got more left in the tank. They were in a physical battle today with Southwest. We were in a physical battle today with Fort Hays. I don't think there's going to be any surprises tomorrow, but it's going to be a heavyweight brawl, and so I'm excited for that. Playing a team 4 times, not much to say about that, but other than the fact that hopefully our guys have a pretty good feel for who they are and what they do. So we'll go back, get some rest, and get ready for them tomorrow.